Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
Job tells us that the Lord has sealed his transgression and iniquity in a bag. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. He has not only paid the price which he determined, but he has become the substitute of his elect bride, making her sins his very own. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. This is the glorious doctrine of imputation, which we see first demonstrated by the fact that all of mankind were made sinners by the sin of our father Adam. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. The exact payment which he made for that sin, which he made his own, was equal to that which he determined must be paid by those who had actually committed that sin. The soul that sinneth, it shall die, for the wages of sin is death. Now if he has paid for that sin, which he made his own, he has delivered those whose sin it originally was from any and all punishment which his law required of them. Nothing else can possibly be required of them, since he by himself has borne their iniquity and carried their sorrows. This truth is beautifully set forth by the hymn writer Augustus Toplady when he wrote, "Complete atonement thou hast made, and to the utmost farthing paid whate'er thy people owed. How then can wrath on me take place if sheltered in thy righteousness and sprinkled with thy blood? If thou hast my discharge procured, and freely in my room endured the whole of wrath divine, payment God cannot twice demand, first at my bleeding surety's hand, and then again at mine." Multitudes of deceived preachers go about the countryside proclaiming that although Christ died for sinners, that there is yet another requirement or condition which must be met in order for that payment to be effectual or to actually obtain justification. They tell us that men by believing make his atonement for them effectual. Yet the scripture never indicates that anything is necessary for the redemption of sinners but that which Christ has performed. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Nor does it ever tell us that men are justified by an act of faith. Abraham was not justified by his act of faith, but rather by the one who was the object of his faith. For what saith the scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. It is true that those for whom Christ died shall believe it in his own time, because faith is the gift of God, and is that by which the sons of God are made manifest. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. They did not become the sons of God by believing, but were shown to be the sons of God by manifesting the gift of faith, which is given only to those who are born again by the Spirit of God. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Not only has he sealed our transgressions in a bag with the needle of his grace and the thread of his blood, he has prepared for us a garment with which we shall be clothed so that we might stand in his presence. If so, that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. He is our covering. Blessed are those whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. Therefore he has made the sins of his elect to be his own by imputation. And by the same imputation he has made his righteousness to be theirs. They have no other. Nor might I add, do they need any other, for his is a perfect righteousness. They are justified as a result of his work alone. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. For such an high priest became us, that is, he was exactly suited to our need, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens.
If you would like a free transcript of this broadcast, email us at forthepoor@windstream.net.